This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. government is laying out its sweeping plan to make COVID-19 vaccines available and free to all Americans, assuming a safe and effective vaccine can be established. At a briefing Wednesday, President Donald Trump says he's releasing a distribution plan for the moment the coronavirus vaccine is ready.
We're certainly closer than most people understand. To get the vaccine into the hands of American people, we're fully mobilizing the awesome power of American industry and also our military. This is the largest, fastest, and most advanced vaccine distribution effort in American history by far.
Despite the president's announcement, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden said at a news conference, President Trump still is not taking the pandemic seriously.
Folks, the president's first responsibility is to protect the American people, and he won't. It's utterly disqualifying.
The wildfires ravaging the west coast of the United States have filled the region's skies with smoke and soot, compounding a public health crisis already posed by the coronavirus pandemic. Officials and scientists have described the blazes as unprecedented in scope and ferocity. The fires have spread smoke across the nation and even into Europe Wednesday. Dozens of fires have burned some 4.5 million acres, that's 1.8 million hectares, in Oregon, California, and Washington state since August. At least 34 people have died. Thousands of others have lost their homes, and many homes have been destroyed. From Washington, via remote, this is VOA News. The military junta that seized power in Mali last month said Wednesday the country could face a, quote, total embargo from West African countries if it does not quickly appoint civilian leaders. The 15-nation economic community of West African states imposed sanctions on Mali after the August 18th coup in a bid to push the junta to return the nation to civilian rule. Around 70 armed groups have agreed to a cessation of hostilities in DR Congo's South Kivu province, a flashpoint in the country's troubled east. Civilian representatives of the militias said Wednesday, quote, all the armed groups of South Kivu agree to a cessation of hostilities and to instruct their respective members read a statement issued after a meeting in Muresa near the provincial capital of Bukavu. The three-day meeting, attended by the DR Congo's deputy defense minister, was co-organized by U.S. conflict resolution group Search for Common Ground. A movement opposing Guinean President Alpha Condé's controversial bid for a third term in elections next month announced Wednesday that it would stage a new round of protests starting late September. One of the leaders of the movement says they want people to join a series of peaceful marches starting Tuesday, September 29th, to demand Mr. Alpha Condé's departure. He described the 82-year-old president as a dictator who wants to stay in power for the rest of his life. European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen urged member state governments Wednesday to work together to handle refugees and promised to write a new migration rulebook. The president of the European Commission said she proposes to replace the so-called Dublin regulation, under which asylum claims are handled in the country they are first made. Member states are bitterly divided over how to handle refugees, with Italy and Greece seeking more help to house the thousands who have arrived on their shores. Previous attempts to reform the process have been refused by EU member states, but in the aftermath of a major fire in an overcrowded Greek camp, von der Leyen called for action. An unprecedented coalition of 230 environmental groups and Brazilian agribusiness companies have sent an open letter to President Jair Bolsonaro, urging him to fight deforestation in the Amazon rainforest. The Brazil Climate, Forest, and Agriculture Coalition brings together a disparate group of members ranging from the World Wildlife Fund to the world's biggest meat processing company, JBS, which has itself been accused of contributing to deforestation. The coalition sent Brazil's far-right president a list of proposals to slow the destruction of the world's biggest rainforest. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News. Hits.